there is a hose pipe ban. Let me speak to Sarah Venning from Northern Ireland Water. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Now, what are the rules and regulations about this? At this moment in time, are you just advising people, or are we in some way bordering on breaking the law if we use a hose pipe over this weekend?
Well, Frank, right now I'm down here in our control centre with our engineers, and they're looking at the flows through our network. And what we're seeing is a really high demand for water, much higher than anything that we've experienced in the past. So what we've done is we have maximised the production through our water treatment works. So all 24 water treatment works are producing as much as they can. We're pushing that water as fast as the network allows us through the pipes, but demand is in danger of outstripping supply. So right now, today, we're asking people, can you help us? Can you help us by not using drinking water on grass? Stop using hoses. Stop using sprinklers. If you've got paddling pools, if they're full now, great. If you've got new paddling pools, please don't fill them. We need to conserve that water. It's precious, and it's really for use in the house at this point in time. Have the weekend off, and don't wash the car this weekend. Head to the beach. So, yes, today we're asking people to stop. There's a process for getting a hose pipe ban. We're initiating that process. It becomes legal in a day or two's time. But really, we can all do the responsible thing right now. And if we do the responsible thing right now, there'll be water for all.
So when does it become a legal issue? At what time and what date?
Over the weekend. So certainly by Sunday, I think it'll be legally enforceable. But, do you know, legally enforceable or not, people will make the decision of what they want to do. So really, the key here is we're asking people to take that decision and to take that step today. Don't use your hose and don't use your sprinklers. And please, don't be filling paddling pools. People need that water to drink. People need that water in their homes. People need that water in their businesses. Let's use it for that.
There will be people, however, who've got a parched lawn and they probably spent quite a bit of money to get that lawn to the condition that it is in at the moment, and it's gasping for a drink, and they'll be thinking, oh, I've got to get it hosed now before the law changes. They'll be tempted to do that.
And they'll be putting their water supply at risk. So really they're risking their water supply. So if you take that step, you're putting your drinking water supply at risk. So your lawn will survive. Your lawn is resilient. It is hardy. It is parched. We're all parched in the hot weather, but we want that water to be there for you to drink, for you to wash, for you to flush your toilet. Your lawn will survive.
Why is it that with all the rain that we have, and after about, let's say for talk's sake, a fortnight of dry weather, we're talking about a hose pipe ban? Are we not better organised than that?
Well, the hose pipe ban is really the key thing that we're looking for people to do is to help us reduce the demand for water. So there is water in the lakes and the rivers. That water is there, and that water will be there for people. What we're really seeing now is the demand from right across the network is exceeding the capacity of the water treatment works and the distribution network. So it's not about not having water. It's really about asking and demanding for too much water, and that's being driven by non-essential usage. So hosing gardens, sprinkling gardens, the increase in demand, we've seen 130 million extra litres of water. 1 million litres of water, if you were trying to deliver it in lorries, is 30 tankers. And I'm seeing 130 million extra litres of water being demanded through our system. So it's a huge increase.
Are there bursts along the network that you regret now because there's water being wasted elsewhere?
Well, so we have, we're not worried about bursts. There are no ongoing bursts. When a burst will come in, our teams are poised, ready to repair. This is demand. So what we're seeing now is people taking the water through the network.
And people who are running some sort of business washing cars, do they have to stop that?
No, we're not asking for that. So there's plenty of water. There's enough water for normal commercial and normal domestic usage. In fact, there's enough water for normal commercial and higher than normal domestic usage. We just want people not to waste the water. So in your garden, just stop. Just and don't water the lawn this for the next couple of days to help everyone, to make sure that your neighbours, your community have enough to drink.
Is part of the problem looking ahead with the forecast? Because when I talk to the people who advise me on the weather, and I do this on a daily basis, there's definitely a suggestion from them that they can't see any rain coming at all in the near future. There's certainly no rain in the next 7 to 10 days in Northern Ireland. And after that, it might become even more established, the high pressure, and bring back the exceptionally hot weather. That's the sort of conversation we're having at present. So are you planning ahead with like a worry, a concern that this could turn out to be like 1976 when we actually had official drought?
We're planning ahead, and we're trying to be very proactive, and that's why we're asking people to reduce their demand now. Cause if they reduce their demand now, we can maintain the network, we can maintain the system, we can maintain our flows, we can keep people in water, and that's our key objective. We just want to make sure there's enough for everyone when they go home in the evening.
So anyone who's hosing their garden, anyone who's washing their own car at the side of the house, anyone who's filling a paddling pool for the children to jump about in, they're being irresponsible in terms of being community citizens at the moment.
Just asking, could you help us out? Could you? It would help tremendously and enormously, and it would mean there's enough water for your house, for your neighbour's house, and for all the businesses if we can just reduce our demand by a little bit.
Okay, when was the last hosepipe ban? Do you know off the top of your head, Sarah?
I think it was as far back, the guys here say they can hardly remember, but as far back as 1995.
Yeah, 1995 was the hot summer of the 90s, yeah. And this is the other thing, and Morris asked me this question this morning, and I said to him, eventually, if you excuse the pun, if you push the boat out on this, you will get a call from someone. If you are caught using a sprinkler, using a hose, washing your car, I presume that some officer of the law could impose himself or herself upon you in an advisory capacity, or can you actually get that fine that I was talking about this morning?
So further down the line, yes, there could be fines, but actually we really want to initiate this today and now, very much on a voluntary basis, people volunteering to reduce their usage. If we all volunteer to reduce our usage a little bit, there'd be no need for heavy-handedness.
Yeah, and how does heavy-handedness impose itself? Is it an RUC thing? We'll come back to 1995. Is it a PSNI initiative, or is it someone from council or Northern Ireland Water, or a man in a jacket with a clipboard? How do you get fined for breaking a hosepipe ban?
To be honest with you, Frank, that's something we're working our way through, and we really hope that we don't get to that situation. For now, I'm really asking people, don't worry, just help us. Let's all work together to reduce our demand, and let's not worry about penalties, about fines. Let's just say to ourselves, for the good of the people who live beside me, the people who I work with, I'm going to reduce my demand a bit, and actually I'm going to chill. I'm not going to wash the car. I'm going to head to the beach. I don't need the paddling pool. We'll just enjoy ourselves and enjoy this great weather
and shower with your neighbour.
And have a shower. And if you've got a teenager, get them out of the shower sooner rather than later.
Yeah, exactly. Just to use the shower a little less. Don't have the tap running when you're washing your teeth. Boil the
Absolutely.
Kettle. You know, fill it up and boil it. Don't be constantly reloading it. What's the best thing with the kettle? Just fill what you need. Would that be the best thing?
Fill what you need. You're going to have a cup of tea. Put a cup of water in.
Yeah.
You're washing your vegetables. Don't run the tap. Fill a bowl, fill the sink, and wash your vegetables, peel your vegetables through that. You're brushing your teeth, you don't need to have the tap running. Turn the tap off, turn it on when you need it. All those kinds of things. And they're small things, but they really do help.
They all add up, there's no doubt about it. Sarah, what you're asking for is not, by any stretch of the imagination, unreasonable. Thank you very much indeed. Sarah Venning from Northern Ireland Water, just asking you to conserve the water in the best way that you can.